According to the National Alliance on Mental Illness, 64% of people with depression report the holidays just make them feel worse. Oncology and palliative care social worker Noah Curtis says it's important to be honest about your feelings.
Allow yourself to be angry or sad or lonely. It's also okay to feel a sense of joy or connection if that comes up too. Avoid places where you feel pressure to put on a happy face or bottle up your emotions.
If you or someone you know is struggling with a mental health crisis, help is available 24/7. Call or text 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, to connect with someone for free and confidential support. While many enjoy Oregon's dynamic climate, the state's long winters and reduced daylight can also worsen depression, especially for those with seasonal affective disorder, the aptly named SAD. Curtis advises sharing emotions with trusted friends and family and reflecting on happy memories of loved ones.
You can look for small moments of comfort, embrace traditions that you once shared, you can set a place for them at the table. It's okay to ignore the holidays too, but just honoring the love and connection that is still present.
Mental health professionals also emphasize that while family traditions can provide comfort and remembrance, it's okay to let go if they become too painful. Explore new ways to celebrate, and over time, new traditions will naturally evolve. I'm Isabel Charlet, Oregon News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.